Associate Producer for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, Julie Henning reports from Chiang Mai, Thailand.
It's midday in Chiang Mai, Thailand, and I'm checking into a hotel just on the outskirts of the city's 700-year-old historic district. Moderately jet-lagged from the 15-hour time change, I'm too tired to fully appreciate the irony of Meghan Trainor's All About That Bass, pumping out from the karaoke band stationed next to the giant koi pond in the lobby. On a week-long Asian adventure with my daughter and a girlfriend and her son, we picked Chiang Mai for its rich history, culture, and mountainous landscape. Pulling our kids out of school, we felt compelled to incorporate teachable elements during our stay in northern Thailand's largest city. Up first is a trip to the Elephant Nature Park, located 1 hour north of Chiang Mai in the direction of the country Myanmar. We're enveloped by lush green forests as our van bumps down a dirt road. A television monitor plays a video highlighting the center's mission as a sanctuary for elephants who are unable to return to the wild after a nationwide ban on logging in 1989.
Today, some members of our herd have ongoing mental and physical issues from their time as captive working elephants. We want your experience with us to be a highlight of your trip to Thailand.
Many of the elephants we are about to meet are elderly, blind, or permanently injured due to neglect or mistreatment.
Do not place your hands directly into the mouth of an elephant. The only way you should feed an elephant is by placing the food at the bottom of the elephant's trunk.
A cartoon character in the video then demonstrates what not to do when interacting with elephants. For example, bad ideas are sticking your hand into an elephant's mouth, standing between two elephants charging towards each other, or taunting an elephant with food.
Okay, and I have the name on the team too today. Nancy team. Yeah, Nancy team. You can, because my name is Nancy, and today I have many tour guide and many people.
When we arrive, we're assigned to Nancy, our tour guide for the day. We join up with a small group of other tourists from England, Australia, and a girl from Israel, and Team Nancy clumps together for the better part of the day. When it's our turn, we feed the elephants and bathe them in a stream. Then we climb to the top of a platform and watch a group of elephants stomp around in a massive mud puddle. It's super fun to watch. Naturally, the kids love all the messy water and mud parts and talk about meeting the baby elephants next.
What does it feel like when the elephant got your hand? What did it feel?
Slimy, like a worm.
Are you afraid of the elephant?
No. Not really. It's a vegetarian, so it won't hurt us.
How did the river feel?
Awesome.
So good. I would want to swim in it.
Are you ready to see the baby?
Oh, yes.
What do you think the baby will be? How big and how cute?
That is how cute. I
hope he's smaller than me.
We learn many of the animals' names and hear their backstories. Then we walk through the center's veterinary clinic, ending up at a large pen housing male elephants only. Hunted in the wild for the ivory in their tusks, poaching is illegal but remains an unfortunate risk for male elephants in Thailand. I was expecting a mighty trumpeting roar from the males, but to me, the African elephant sounds like a tooting bicycle horn. It might be the cutest sound in nature. Back in Chiang Mai, the karaoke band has packed up for the night, and we're starving from our day meeting elephants. Fortunately, we had plans to hook up with Chiang Mai Food Tours, a local food tour service that helps visitors experience authentic Thai food the way Thai people enjoy it the most. Our tour guide for the night is Dang, and he's perhaps the friendliest person we've met in Thailand so far. Dang is in his mid-20s and came to Chiang Mai from a remote northern village.
Ao Thom Sap Kha. Ao, you mean I would like.
Ao Thom Sap Kha.
Yep, okay.
Okay.
Spicy or not spicy.
Okay.
A good chunk of Dang's salary for the evening will be sent back home to support his extended family. Dang speaks British English and swears to us he's never been to London. He gives us handouts that explain the different ingredients and dishes we are about to try. On the second page are instructions for ordering our meals in Thai. Chiang Mai is a foodie's paradise, and going out to eat is a national pastime. Every night, mobs of food vendors set up portable restaurants on the side of the street. Collapsible tables and plastic chairs are assembled into a giant makeshift dining room. And the best way I can describe the experience is like being in the heart of organized chaos.
See that? And a bit long
stop. So you eat the...
You eat stock, everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Normal spinach, you just eat the leaf.
Yeah, only leaf, you know, spinach, you know, normally. But this one, they grow into the water, so they eat everything for the Thai people, you know.
Yeah.
So you try later and then let me know what tastes like.
Does it grow in salt water or in fresh water?
It grows in salt water.
Dang is patient beyond his years and goes out of his way to answer our endless questions about what we're eating. He shows us a fermented egg called the 1,000-year egg, which is basically a boiled, buried, and rotten delicacy from China. Thankfully, dyed bright pink so you don't accidentally eat one by mistake. Dang says many people enjoy the egg, but it's not for him. It's not for us either.
Boil it first, this egg, yeah? And they boil it first. After they boil, they put it to the ground, they bury it.
Oh.
And then they cook with the charcoal for a couple of weeks, and then they bring him out. And then they dye the color. This is not natural color.
It's called a fermented egg.
Yeah.
A 1,000-year egg.
1,000-year egg. And it's inside, it's black and rotten, you know.
Well, why would someone eat that?
But because there's a lot of Chinese people that eat this egg, you know.
Okay.
They eat with the boiled rice because they say very tasty.
Even though it's rotten.
Yeah.
We had a fun time learning about traditional Thai food and returned to our hotel rooms with happy bellies. The next morning, we find our way to the Mapping River and hop on a longboat powered by a 35-year-old Toyota truck engine. Our plan is to take an hour-long cruise upriver to an organic farm located in the quiet countryside. The noise of snorting pigs breaks through the monotony of farmers' hand-tilling gardens thriving on the sloping riverbanks. We learn how grains of rice were hand-separated from the hull in the not-so-olden days, and then we eat a lunch of khao soi, a traditional northern Thai soup.
When the wind blows, the husk will go away and leave only the good rice. Before, the farmers, they do every morning or every other day. Maybe 1 or 2 liters. It depends on how big the family is. You don't have the machine. So it's a job for women.
Of course.
Right?
Yes.
Everything we eat was grown and harvested at the farm, and it's a peaceful opportunity to reflect on where your food comes from. With over 300 temples in Greater Chiang Mai, reminders of the predominantly Buddhist culture are everywhere. Boys and men of all ages walk the streets in bright orange robes, and golden roof buildings pay homage to the teachings of the Enlightened One.
Julie.
Excuse me, please tell about your country.
We are more or less accosted by a lively group of senior citizens on our walk to a temple near our hotel. They want to know if we would sit with them for a few minutes and speak with them in English.
Julie.
That's a bad
math.
The group meets regularly to learn how to explain the teachings of the Dharma to English-speaking visitors. As it turns out, laughter is a universal language. What's the word for fun in Thai?
How do you say fun?
Sanuk.
Thai.
Sanuk.
Sanuk. Sanuk. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Yes.
And what? Why are you learning English? Why do you?
English, Buddha.
Okay.
Do you understand Bali? Huh?
Bali language.
Uh-huh.
Buddha's word too.
This one, English.
Dharma.
Dharma.
English drama.
Uh-huh.
You know Dharma? The teachings of the Buddha?
Oh, So you want to, when people come to visit, to explain.
Explain.
Yes.
About the.
Yeah, about English. About Buddhism.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. So, kun pud pasang kritima.
Thank you.
We stayed a good half hour asking and answering basic questions and talking to the group about what we like about our trip so far.
How long you stay here?
1 week.
Okay. 1 week. Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay.
Then we take a group photo with no less than 7 different cameras and head on our way with happy hearts and thoughts of returning to Thailand sooner than later.
You've been listening to Julie Henning reporting from Chiang Mai, Thailand, for the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and many other podcast sites around the world.